And it's time for Sarah's Wiki Corner, brought to you by Niblack Foods and the Genesee Valley Regional Market. Sarah, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
You know, I bet Eric would have some thoughts on putting your turkey in a pillowcase.
I bet he's never recommended anybody do that.
Yeah, no, probably not. but it's funny that we were talking about the pilgrims turkeys and stuff.
Right.
Because it was on November 19th,
that's
1620.
Today. Right.
That the pilgrims aboard the Mayflower first sighted present-day Cape Cod.
Oh, my gosh.
So after 10 weeks at sea, the Mayflower, with 102 passengers and a crew of about 30, reached what is today the United States, dropping anchor near the tip of Cape Cod, Massachusetts, in what is now Provincetown Harbor, a few days later on November 21st.
Welcome aboard.
Yes.
Welcome to America,
Welcome
everybody.
Welcome to America, yeah.
Yeah.
And Pilgrim Monument, a 252-foot granite tower in Provincetown, now commemorates their arrival. So I thought that this would be a great opportunity to talk about a misconception that most people have about Plymouth Rock and that the Pilgrims landed at Plymouth Rock, because that's what everybody learns in school,
sure,
right?
Sure, yeah.
Well, they didn't land at Plymouth Rock.
No.
Like I just said, they landed first in Provincetown.
Provincetown, yeah.
But they explored various parts of Cape Cod and eventually sought a suitable location for a permanent settlement. They discovered the sheltered waters of Plymouth Harbor on December 17th, and from the protected bay, they found a site for the new settlement after 3 days of surveying. Now, the settlers officially disembarked on December 21st, 1620, and it is traditionally said that they first set foot in America right there on Plymouth Rock. But there is absolutely no historical evidence that supports this claim.
Really?
Yeah.
Nothing at all?
The Pilgrims did not refer to Plymouth Rock in any of their writings. The first known written reference to the rock dates from 1715, when it was described in the town boundary records as a great rock of all the rocks.
I've seen a picture of it, so I know you've been there yourself.
I have been there. It is wildly underwhelming.
I remember you sharing that when you came back from your vacation. This was years ago, right?
Underwhelming. Yeah, it probably was like 5 years ago or something.
It's just a rock. Did you know that
it's smaller than I thought it was going
to
be?
Did it appear to be greater than all the other rocks?
I mean, there's not many other rocks around it, so I mean,
maybe it is the greatest one in the area.
Yeah, just it's not impressive.
Underwhelming.
Not impressive.
Right, okay.
So the rock first attracted public attention in 1741. That was 121 years after the Pilgrims arrived in Plymouth. That year, the residents of Plymouth began plans to build a wharf, which would bury that very important rock.
Sure, yeah.
So before construction began, a 94-year-old church elder named Thomas Fonts declared that the boulder was, in fact, the landing place of the Mayflower Pilgrims.
Well, he's 94.
Yeah.
He's going to know.
He said his father, who arrived in Plymouth in 1623, and several of the original Mayflower passengers assured him that that stone was the specific landing spot.
There you go. Good enough for me.
When the elderly Fonts heard that a wharf was going to be built there over the rock, he wanted to say a final glimpse, and he was conveyed by chair 3 miles from his house to the harbor, where he reportedly gave Plymouth Rock a tearful goodbye. Very dramatic.
Very sad.
Very dramatic.
Very sad.
It quickly became a point of pride for the townspeople. In 1774, they attempted to move the boulder from the harbor to a liberty pole in front of the town's meeting house. As they tried to load the rock onto a carriage, however, it accidentally broke in two.
Oh, boy.
Whoopsies.
Broke the rock.
In 1880, the two halves were cemented back together and engraved with 1620, and then they've been in their original spot on the shore ever since.
So the Liberty Bell has a crack in it. The Plymouth Rock has a crack in it.
They cemented it back together.
Do we have anything that's just not damaged
from
the original days?
I don't know. Not sure.
Okay.
During the rock's many journeys throughout the town of Plymouth, numerous pieces were taken and sold. Today, there are pieces in the Pilgrim Hall Museum, in the Smithsonian's National Museum of American History, and in the historic Plymouth Church of the Pilgrims in Brooklyn Heights, New York.
But you can't get down and touch the rock, right? You just look down on it?
No, no.
So you can't chip off a piece for yourself.
In conjunction with the 300th anniversary of the Pilgrims' arrival, Plymouth Rock's current home, which resembles a Roman temple, the columns and stuff, that was built. The boulder now rests on a sandy bed 5 feet below street level, encased in an enclosure like a zoo animal. It's like fenced in, and you just kind of look down at it, and it's
and that's
there.
It, they move
and that's
on.
That's it. It's really, yeah. Given all the whittling and accidents, Plymouth Rock is estimated to be only a third or half its original size, And only a third of the stone is visible, with the rest buried under the sand.
Right.
And even though it's underwhelming, upwards of 1 million people visit it every year.
How do you not? You're in the area,
yeah,
right?
I mean, you go see Plymouth Rock. You go see it, right. And according to the General Society of Mayflower Descendants, there are 35 million Mayflower descendants in the world.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
There is a lot.
Well, good. Good. All right. Very good. You picked out a record to go along with Plymouth Rock, did you, Sarah?
Yeah. So I thought we would play Love is Like a Rock by Donny Iris.
All right, Sarah. You love this jam.
I do.
All right. We'll do it. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Love is like a rock. It's Donny Iris on Legends 102.7. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about Plymouth Rock.
Yes, we sure were. Let's recap three things we must take away from this Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
We're ready.
Go.
All right. There is no historical evidence that the Pilgrims landed at Plymouth Rock.
Plymouth Rock is estimated to be only a third or half its original size.
And more than 1 million people visit it each year. Yeah.
There you go. Wonderful. Wonderful. The record's frozen. Nope. No, it's gone. Sorry, my computer was having some problems over here. That's fantastic. We learned a lot about this. So if somebody was thinking about planning a trip to Massachusetts just to see the Plymouth Rock, you would say?
I mean, you don't need to spend a whole day there.
Okay.
We'll take all of 5 minutes.
Drive by. Take a look at the rock. And be on your way. Folks want to learn more about Plymouth Rock, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Plus, you can always watch this on Facebook Live every afternoon starting at 4:10. And you can see the archives. All the Wiki Corner archives go up on YouTube. Go to YouTube and search Sarah's Wiki Corner. It's brought to you by Niblack Foods and the Genesee Valley Regional Market. Don't forget to like and subscribe the video when you're there, and you'll see all the new ones that we post when we post them. Have a wonderful afternoon, Sarah. Appreciate you coming in today.
You too.
And we'll have a fresh episode tomorrow on a hump day Wiki Corner.
That's right.
Looking forward to it. Thank you. Elton John on the way, traffic, weather, and much more straight ahead on Legends 102.7.